African countries met in Maputo some time back and pledged that 1% of GDP, gross domestic product, should be dedicated to agriculture, to research, and for that matter, agricultural research, to feed and nourish our populations in Africa. I don't think Ghana has even done up to 0.01%, because currently government support is in the area of payment of staff emoluments. And that is just peanuts compared to our GDP.
The president is going to give us a state of the nation tomorrow, and all technocrats will be glued to the TV and radio stations to listen attentively to whatever he's going to say in connection with their field of work. As a research officer, what are your expectations?
The first will be to support research scientists in the area of their work. And for that, I mean, we will need to beef up our numbers. Currently, the CSIR is suffering with staffing numbers. The numbers that have been given us for this year are so few. I think about 50 people were supposed to be employed when we were asking for almost about 300. So I would think that if the president can talk to the financial minister, that they can increase the number that we can engage going forward, because a lot of research scientists have passed on. Some have now gone on retirement. And also the technical staff, the technicians that support us, the numbers have joined us significantly. So we will definitely need to replace these people going forward. If not, the research machinery will grind to a halt. I don't think anybody wants that.
Dr. Canton said most of the Council for Scientific and Industrial Research lands acquired by the first presidents have been encroached upon. He asked the president to deal with the trend.
African countries met in Maputo some time back and pledged that 1% of GDP, gross domestic product, should be dedicated to agriculture, to research. And lands of some of our institutions have been hijacked, some by politicians, some by big businessmen and local chiefs and all that. In fact, some are even in court. Animal Research Institute and even oil and plant genetic resources in the eastern region. We would like the president to try to touch base, because these are national assets that were acquired by the first president of this country, who loved science so much, and for that matter, even kept the Ghana Science Academy. That was the former CSIR that has transformed to become the CSIR today. Ghana Science Academy was directly under the president. And I think research being that critical, to me, if the presidency can put research under the president's office, I think that will be so good, rather than keeping it under a ministry that is poorly funded.
Research scientist Dr. Roger Canton.